T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Yankees, man, I'll tell you, it's not really a good thing when you think about it long term that they keep getting these games rained out for a couple of reasons. Number one, they're playing great baseball. Yep. You want to play.
Man, when they play, they win, that's for sure.
When they play, they win. So that's negative number one. Negative number two is you got to make these games up. Now, I think the Yankees are fortunate this week that they got the rain out yesterday and they have an off day Thursday.
But they got to make two games up with the Orioles now, right?
That is correct. They have two different doubleheaders scheduled. But why this doubleheader today isn't terrible is because they have an off day Thursday and because they didn't play yesterday,
right.
They don't have to go into their minor leagues to find a starting pitcher. They can deal with their regular five-man rotation.
They got Severino pitching the first game.
That's correct. And Herman pitching the second
game. Right.
And
right.
Then they've got CeCe and Sonny for the Toronto series. And then they'll have Tanaka, Severino, and Herman for the Mets series. So no harm, no foul. But eventually, when you play these doubleheaders without off days, you're going to have to get a sixth starting pitcher. And right now, that's not the Yankees' strength. Now, they're good enough offensively. They may overcome it. May not be a big deal. Mm. But as a wise man, I've mentioned this many times because he's very wise. As a wise man has told us, you don't sweep double headers.
Maybe the Yankees don't.
Maybe. Well, we'll see today against the Tigers. So that's the one negative. And the Red Sox have now played 6 more games than the Yankees.
Yeah.
I can't even look at the standings anymore. And it's stupid looking at the standings.
And one of these doubleheaders, did I see where one of the doubleheaders they're going to play against Baltimore is after a Sunday night game against Toronto?
So
are you kidding me?
This is a disgrace. So the Yankees announced, or not the Yankees announced, the Orioles announced when this doubleheader is going to be. They have to play 2 doubleheaders with the Orioles. Okay. The day before, the Yankees are in Toronto. The Blue Jays and Yankees are now going to play at 8:05 because ESPN decided to flex it. So the Yankees are going to play Friday, Saturday, Sunday night in Toronto, go to Baltimore to play a doubleheader, play Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That's absurd.
But they're going to play a Sunday night game. And here's why ESPN and Major League Baseball, they got to stop this. I get the Yankees are a big draw. We all understand that. Yankees, Blue Jays, you're telling me on that July 8th, you can't find any other game besides
Yankees? Is that what it is, July 8th?
Yeah. You can't find something else? If it's Yankees, Red Sox, I get it. I understand it. If it's Yankees, Astros, which they're done with, I get it. I understand. The Yankees and the Blue Jays? We need to see Kendrys Morales and Kevin Pillar in Sunday Night Baseball against with Marco Estrada on the mound? I mean, give me a break. And it's completely ridiculous for the Yankees to have to go through customs, because it's not just the flight from Toronto to Baltimore. You got to deal with that stuff.
Yeah, you do.
And then they got to play a doubleheader, and the Orioles, how generous they are. They said, look, you know, we're going to do you a favor. Instead of the doubleheader starting at 4:05, we're going to push it to 5 o'clock. Oh, gee, that's real sweet. I mean, come on. Baseball's got to step in. That's a joke. But that's why these rainouts, if I'm a Yankee fan, I'm annoyed. First of all, I want to see my team play. They win every single day. Why wouldn't I want to see them play? But making them up becomes a challenge.
Yeah.
You don't
have a lot of
off days.
No doubt.
And who knows what their rotation is going to look like in July. Who knows? Maybe Cole Hamels is starting one of those games. You never know. So that's the negative to all these games being postponed. And like I said, if you look at the standings right now, how do you even look at them? Like, think about it. The Yankees are 37-17. The Red Sox are 41-19. Are you really going to say that the Yankees are a game out? How are they a game out?
I think they got a better winning percentage, don't they?
Yes, they do.
So
they also have 2 fewer losses.
So technically they're in first place in my mind. In my mind, they are. They got 2 less losses and a better winning percentage.
But they have 4 fewer wins.
Well,
it's so stupid. That's why
you can make up wins. You know, you don't get losses back.
Absolutely. The problem is you make these things up in doubleheaders, which are very tough to sweep.
No, that's true.
So,
well, we'll see if they sweep it today.
Well, they certainly got a shot. I mean,
my money's on sweep.
Yeah, well, my money's always going to be on the Yankees winning.
Yes.
I mean, seriously.
Right.
The way they're playing right now, it doesn't matter who they're playing. I'd put my money on them. And I think the most encouraging thing for them over the weekend was Sonny Gray.
Yeah.
Because he looked really good on Friday night.
Yep. Tanaka had a little bit of a home run derby against them. It still didn't matter.
Well,
and they were all solo, at least.
Tanaka was mediocre, and that's really the way his season has felt. He's actually pitched better to this point than he did last year.
I think Tanaka pitches to the scoreboard a lot, too. I think he does.
Hey, maybe.
I think a little of that. And then you get, you know, the Tanaka in the regular season is generally not the same guy you're going to see in the playoffs.
Well, I was saying that over the weekend, that no matter what he does in this regular season, because right now he has a 480 ERA. There's no spin. It's not good.
Right.
I think that most Yankee fans, and how I feel this way as a baseball fan, view him as a guy who I still trust giving the baseball to in October.
Completely agree.
Because of how good he was last year.
Or the big game. In a big game, even in a regular season game, in a big game, you know, he's going to give you something.
Is the Subway Series a big game?
I don't know.
Seven scoreless on Saturday.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the Mets. I don't care if it's a big game or not. With the line, you know, the Mets don't hit. What's the difference?
Well, I wasn't even thinking about the Mets. I was thinking just about Tanaka in a big game.
I don't know how they view the Mets anymore.
Yeah, I don't know.
They might view them as like gum on their shoes.
They may.
And there's another word I would use, but we can't. I'm not using that word.
I'm not sure how to view it either if it's considered a big game.
You know?
Sometimes Joe Torre managed it like it was a big game, but that was a decade ago.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
So the Yankees,
remember, that's when George was still around.
That's right. So he put the pressure on. When you play a doubleheader now, you can add a 26th guy to your roster. And for the second time, the Yankees have added Clint Frazier, who doesn't belong in AAA. Because every time, I just downloaded this minor league baseball app to check out, you know, because as a Met fan, as a Yankee, if you're a Yankee fan, you want to see how these guys are doing. It's called MILB First Pitch. It's every day when I'm bored. I check it, and I see how everybody's doing. I check in on Peter Alonso. I check in on things. Every time I look at Clint Frazier, I see two hits. Every time.
Mm.
The guy's hitting like 330. The only reason he's not in the major leagues that he is today is that the Yankees are so freaking good, they don't have room for him.
But they brought him up just because you could use the extra man for the doubleheader? Is that what it was?
That's my question. So they do have the 26th man, like I mentioned. They did call him up.
Right.
But does he stick?
Yeah.
Tomorrow, is he on the roster? Is he up in Toronto? They're only facing right-handers. The Yankees are facing a bunch of right-handers. There's Verhagen, who's pitching game one. Mike Fiers, righty. Estrada, righty. They're not seeing Jay Happ in this series with the Blue Jays. And then with the Mets, they will see one lefty. They'll see Steven Matz. But remember, you don't have a DH. So I assume that that's going to make it even more difficult for Clint Frazier to get into the lineup. So I don't know if this is long-term, but, man, it's got to be frustrating if you're a guy like Clint Frazier, who's this ballyhooed prospect, who's doing everything he can do at AAA to prove you're a Major League Baseball player, and there's just no room for you. That's tough.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, there's only so much this guy can do, and, you know, maybe he's eventually used as a trade chip. I don't know. He doesn't have to be. Brett Gardner's a free agent at the end of the year. Aaron Hicks may not be your long-term answer at center field. We'll see how they view Giancarlo moving forward, if he plays more left field or if he remains mostly as a DH. So there could certainly be an opening for him next season, but right now in this moment, this is a kid who deserves to be at the major league level, and the Yankees are just so freaking deep, they don't have room for him.
Yeah. Yeah, it's unbelievable. And they, you know, talk about loaded. They all loaded, no doubt about it.
But the Sonny Gray thing will be interesting to see if he can build off what he did against the Orioles, because the two starts that jump out at you this year were against the Orioles and the Royals. And he didn't back up the Royal game. Remember, the Anaheim game was very lousy. He is going to take on the Toronto Blue Jays, I think, Wednesday night. He'll make the start then to see if Sonny could build off of it. But he was really good on Friday night. He gave up that home run to Machado early.
He was great.
He got into trouble in the second inning. He got through it, which was impressive. And then after that, he really cruised to the point where Boone could have left him pitch, let him pitch the seventh inning. He chose not to. His pitch count was at 90. I think he figured, let me get him out on a good note. So I know the Orioles are terrible. We get that. But still, they are a Major League Baseball team. Yeah. They do feature a handful of Major League Baseball players. So I think the biggest positive from over the weekend was the fact that Sonny gave you that kind of solid performance.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're 100% right. By the way, we got a gentleman watching the show here. He's sitting here. He's got a Met hat on.
No, Brooklyn Dodger hat.
Oh, is that a Dodger hat? Yeah. He's got a Met thing, and he's got, I think it's a Sandy Koufax jersey, right? Is that what it is? So what is it? Are you a Met fan, or what's the deal with you? What? You're a Met fan. Okay. All right.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
It is very nice.
Can't be happy right now.
No, he's not happy. Sure. That's why he's got the Dodger thing on. That's why he's wearing Sandy.
To kind of hide away from the fact
that he's wearing Sandy because he wants positives, you know?
That is a positive, at least. And he's very close with one of the Met owners, Fred Wilpon.
Is he?
Very close. Oh, yeah, you've heard that. No, Fred Wilpon and Sandy Koufax.
But he's shaking. Are you tight with Wilpon, too? Maybe you could talk to him. Manny Machado.
Lend him a few dollars.
Manny Machado. Lend him $10. That's a good idea.
What the hell is $10?
I'm just saying. I'm just, you know.
By the way,
I'm trying to be funny with that.
Speaking
of
funny,
I was.
Speaking of funny, did you hear what happened with the giveaway on Saturday?
Saturday was the Conforto jersey.
No, that was Friday night. Did you hear about Saturday?
What was the giveaway Saturday?
So Saturday,
Todd Frazier?
Saturday was supposed to be the Todd Frazier pullover.
Right, okay.
So, you know, everybody's expecting they're going to get their Todd Frazier pullover. And all of a sudden, the Mets release a statement, I'd say about 3, 4 o'clock. You ready?
Good. They're not giving it away.
Upon inspecting tonight's Todd Frazier replica BP pullover giveaway, we recognize that there was a quality control issue in the production of this item. Thus, we will not be distributing the pullovers at tonight's game, and they are being remade by the manufacturer. We will provide vouchers and redemption information to the first 15,000 fans through turnstiles so that they can receive the item at a later date. We apologize for the inconvenience.
Wow. At least your planes work.
At least our what?
At least your planes work.
That's true. The Mets can get from one city to another, unlike the Yankees.
Yeah.
But, I mean, my God, they're doing this Todd Frazier BP giveaway, and then they can't. First of all, what I want to know is what was the quality control issue on a pullover batting practice jersey?
Maybe because he's on a DL?
No.
I'm just throwing
it out. Does the batting practice pullover cause you to get, like, the measles
or
something?
Away, you know, you see what they're giving away in a couple weeks? Met caps. What a novel idea. Yeah, like a regular Met hat. I mean, they should do that more often.
They should give that away every day.
Well,
Yankees have Ron Guidry bobblehead. Did you see that?
No, that's a good one. That's a real good
one. Yankees are doing a great job with some of these giveaways this year because they're going old school. And old school is the way to go.
That's what the Mets should do, too. Let me see some of these bobbleheads of Yankees, you know, from the past.
I think the Yankees went with a David Wells.
Terry Carter.
I think the Yankees went David Wells down to the perfect game.
Yeah.
Guidry. What other giveaway? They did Babe Ruth last year, which was pretty cool.
Right.
But I like that. I mean, they got so many damn options. The Yankees have a giveaway every day with some of their
legends. They gave away Piazza bobbleheads. They've given away Seva. How about giving away, like, Doc? How about giving away Darryl? How about Keith Hernandez? How about that? Gary Carter. Can we get these kind of bobbleheads? Is this asking too much?
Yes. Yeah, because there would be a quality control issue, and then they'll have to hand you a voucher.
They put the wrong guy's head on the bobblehead.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.